have a favorite run that I do. It's a 10-mile hilly loop, and the last 0.93 miles of it is up an 18% grade. So it's a great workout, and it'll whip you into shape really fast. And I run this with a group of runners who've been doing this for a couple years. It starts at 8 p.m. or a little after, and we start and finish in a church parking lot. We have permission from the church to meet there. The best part of the run has gotten to be the post-run snacking. I think one time somebody brought a bag of chips. Well, now it looks like the aisle of Whole Foods has opened up in the church parking lot. There's a vegan section for the growing number of vegan runners. There's homemade cakes and pies. There's Cheetos for the junk food junkies. There's chocolate milk and beer and Gatorade and water. Anything you need to recover is in the snack aisle of that run. We kept this up all through the winter, and one night we did it. It was 7 degrees. And I remember being happy because the wind chill was actually above zero that night. If you lived through this winter with me, you know why I was happy. So we finished the run, and we're all in a very good mood. And for my snack that night, I had a piece of vegan coffee cake. I'm not a vegan, but it was so good. I had a donut to balance out the healthiness of that, and a beer and some chocolate milk. So I've got the four food groups in me, and I chatted for about 45 minutes, and then I got ready to drive home. I'm a notoriously slow driver. My friends say that my average speed is 47 miles per hour. I don't think it's that slow, but I am a pretty slow driver, and I do tend to get beeped at because I don't hit the accelerator hard enough when the light turns green. So I am sorry if you followed me here tonight, because I'm that one that does that. On the other hand, really, I haven't got a speeding ticket in 25 years, so I probably saved a little bit of money over that time. So I'm finished with the run, and every week I gather the recycling. And that night, I gathered maybe 10 or 15 empty unrinsed beer bottles and some cups and plates with food stuck to them and the jugs. And I put them all down in one of those Trader Joe's bags, the paper ones with the handles that rip kind of easily. And I stuck it on the floorboard of my car, on the front floorboard, because my recycle bin comes the next day. So it's easy for me to put it back out. So I'm driving down the road, and my Volkswagen has one headlight out, which sounds like it's something unfortunate that just happened that night, but it wasn't. It had been out for 2 weeks, and I was too busy doing whatever it is that I do, like Googling answers to my son's math homework. I did not get it fixed, which was a stupid choice because I got pulled over on the way home on the side of the highway for having one headlight. And when I opened the window to hand out my driver's license and registration, the stench of beer must have just inflamed the nostrils of the police officer. So pretty soon I hear, "Ma'am, can you get out of the car?" Of course I do, and it's an older police officer and a rookie. And I don't get offered a roadside breathalyzer. I do glance back at the passenger floorboard, and the residue has disintegrated the Trader Joe's bag. I've been in the car for 15 minutes with the heat blasting, and there's two little beer bottles poking their heads out from under the bag and kind of rolling around on the floor. So I get out, and they give me the traditional roadside sobriety test, which I've seen on television, and that is to put your heel to toe and walk a straight line. I did it just now. Well, that night, I'm 46. I've run 10 miles up an 18% grade in 7-degree weather, and I sat on a honking Volkswagen seat heater for 15 minutes. I can't even walk. The first step I take, I just stagger out of it, and I explain what I've been doing with my evening, which just sounds outlandish and defensive, and the more I talk, the worse I sound. So they give me a second test, and the rookie is administering these while the older police officer is helping him, and I'm helping to train the rookie on the side of the road in the middle of the night. Not by choice, but I do view my role as somewhat being helpful. So my second test is to put my toe to the ground, standing on one foot, and count as my toe hits the ground. 1, 2, 3. I crushed it just now. Well, I didn't that night. I could not stand on one foot. I have zero quad left after that run. It's jello. By this time, I'm freezing cold, and I'm frankly scared to death, so I'm shaking. So I stagger out of the second test. They do give me a third one, and that's to follow a light with my eyes without moving my head. And I passed that with flying colors. If that was a contest, I'd be on the podium of that one. So I'm momentarily happy until I hear the older police officer say, to the rookie, it is up to you tonight whether we take her in. And it dawns on me with horror that he means take her in to jail. So I have to tell you, before this evening, handcuffs and jail were always in the periphery of my life, as in, sorry, Baltimore. When I'm driving home from the Meyerhof, I might see someone sitting on the curb handcuffed in my peripheral vision from the comfort of my car. Well, not this evening. I get handcuffed and put in the back of the car, and we drive to jail. And we get lost on the way to jail because the rookie misses the turn. And that is where my help ends for the rookie, because I don't know the way to jail. I've never been there. So we get there, and they don't lock me up with BTK or anything like that. So that's a little rainbow porthole of light in my otherwise dark evening. So at jail, I get two breathalyzers, which I pass with a huge margin to spare. And so they uncuff me, and they give me back all my stuff, and they drive me back to the Volkswagen that's still sitting there on the side of the road. And on the way back, we talk about where I buy my running shoes and how I run so many miles without wrecking my knees. And I drive home. And, you know, 2 weeks later, I get a letter in the mail that says essentially, you were never arrested. You were never detained. This has been expunged from our records. And I guess it's been expunged from my record, except what scares me the most is how that night has changed me. I feel differently about the headlights I see in my rearview mirror when I drive anywhere, especially at night, especially alone. It used to be, here's me, mom, middle-aged runner, nerdy, slow driver, and here's the Grand Canyon, right? Way over here, sorry, microphone, is handcuffs and the police. Well, it's not like that. It's here's me. Here's a razor-thin fishing line that on any given night I may or may not be able to see, and here's handcuffs in jail. Coming home from here tonight, I may or may not get handcuffed and put in the back of a police car and taken to jail. I might not. But I might.